Unit 6. Hurricanes. Scientists define hurricanes as strong tropical cyclones. They are created over warm water and can travel hundreds of miles, causing a lot of damage to the environment as they pass through. They are some of the most deadly and dangerous natural disasters that occur on our planet. For a hurricane to form, there must be three major factors present. First, the ocean temperature must be warm enough to fuel the storm. Second, the moisture from the seawater evaporating needs to combine with heat and energy in the air. This is what starts the hurricane up in the first place. Third, there must be wind patterns present that allow the air to spiral inwards, which forms a hurricane. Most of the time, these conditions meet each other when two weather systems combine some factors together, creating a hurricane from two separate systems. When this happens, the storms collide and begin to rotate, causing the familiar cloud pattern we imagine when we think of hurricanes. In the northern hemisphere, hurricanes spin counterclockwise, while in the southern hemisphere, they spin clockwise. While over the water, hurricanes pick up energy and intensify, especially when over warm waters in the tropics, where they are able to soak up more water vapor than in colder climates. They cause rough seas and high waves in the deep ocean waters. In the center of the storm, an eye forms, which the rest of the system spirals around. The eye is usually only about 40 kilometers wide, while the rest of the hurricane can extend up to 650 kilometers. The storm is very calm in this area, and if you were to be caught in the eye, you would even see sunlight. Though the eye is very calm, the area around the eye, called the eye wall, is where the storm is most violent. Once the storm's winds reach 74 miles per hour, it is considered a true hurricane. Hurricanes eventually move over the land and begin to lose their energy. This is where they drop most of their rain in fierce downpours. Over the land, hurricanes kick up huge waves and winds that cause severe damage, especially along coastal areas. Some of the bigger hurricanes are known to rip trees right out of the ground and destroy entire towns. For this reason, meteorologists are constantly studying hurricanes so that they can better predict them and warn people before they come.